Sarah Jacobson, Marketing Artfully. Today we're going to be looking at 7 of my best Etsy shipping tips. And this is kind of a roundup post where we go over all of the different aspects of shipping on Etsy. So the first one is the ultimate guide to Etsy shipping. If you're brand new and are stressing out about having to learn Etsy shipping from top to bottom, this is the one for you to start with. I made this post initially because I teach a course in person, and out of 2 hours, I would spend half the time talking about shipping and answering shipping questions. So this is everything you need to know. The second one is how to reduce your shipping costs. That's super important. There's so many little tweaks that you can do to reduce your costs, from packaging to how to do some of the priority mails correctly, to just shave off a little bit here and there. Third one is a whole post about priority shipping. That's amazing. It talks about regional rates, about all the free supplies you can get and everything that you want to do. 4, should you offer free shipping? This is a huge question. And this post goes into things you should think about, whether it would be right for your business. I don't think it's right for every single business, but I definitely think that it's something you should consider if you notice that your sales are lagging or if you're having trouble getting views. 5th is, should you reuse shipping supplies in your Etsy or eBay store? I totally do this. And I love the idea of it. I'm a tree hugger, so I love the idea of being able to have products, boxes, packaging, things like that, reused rather than thrown in the landfill. And also there's a freebie printable in there that you can use to put in your boxes. I print mine on green paper, and it just explains why you're using free supplies. Selling on Vintage, there for my Vintage gals, here is some information about shipping. That is more of a basic one again, if you're just getting started, something to look at. And then last but not least, I had an international seller ask me how to do shipping because he was trying to figure out, he was getting killed because his shipping costs were so high. So number one, it's how to do shipping, and then how also to figure out what price you could charge that would be normal, air quotes normal, so that you don't look so out of line with the rest of Etsy. So hopefully this helps. Tara Jacobson, Marketing Artfully.